Well, today we conclude our journey through the Psalms with Psalm 146, a psalm of praise. In our psalm for today, the psalmist says, "I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long." So today we are called to not just one day of praise, but to a life of praise. So what does it mean to live a life of praise? What would a life of praise look like? Well, I'm going to tell you a story. There was a girl, a very young girl. She was not wealthy or powerful or important, really in any way. The country she lived in was occupied by a strong foreign power. She lived in a time and a place where violence was common and a part of life. Life was hard for everyone, but maybe most especially so for women. And one day, an angel came to this young girl and tells her that she is going to have a child who is the Son of God. She is not married, but she is betrothed to a man who could break the betrothal and have her stoned to death for being pregnant with another man's child. Now, when you hear this story, the story of this girl, Mary, I wonder if you were in Mary's place, if you would sing God a song of praise in this moment. Now, I know in the Christian tradition that Mary's story is so familiar to all of us that it just makes sense. Mary was chosen to be the mother of God, and naturally, she would feel blessed and excited and would praise God. Her reaction is something we barely think about. But Mary, we know, must have been confused and scared and overwhelmed at the very least. Well, Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who is also pregnant, and Mary offers her praise to God. In the first chapter of Luke, we hear Mary say, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Well, this is a song of praise, a song we know as the Magnificat, from a woman who was in a very difficult, even scary situation. Mary did not know what the future would hold. Her life was far from perfect, and yet she praised God. And in her praising, she names God's power and God's compassion and God's constancy. Well, Mary's song, this Magnificat, echoes in many ways our psalm for today, Psalm 146, and gives us, I think, an idea of what a life of praise looks like. As we listen carefully to our psalm for today, and think about Mary's example of her own psalm of praise, I think there are a few things we can learn. Our psalm today suggests that when we live a life of praise, we are placing our trust in God, not in princes or mortals or our own selves. We admit that we are not in control of everything in our life. And yet God has the power to work through us, through our highs and through our lows, in ways that we often do not understand or even know. And our psalm today tells us that living a life of praise means confessing that God is our creator and that we are God's beloved children. The psalmist says, "Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever." And finally, in our psalm today, God is praised because God is the champion and the deliverer of the oppressed, the imprisoned, and the sick. God's heart, we are reminded, is with those who are trapped and weighed down and suffering. The psalmist says that our hope is in God, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. Well, perhaps Mary was prepared for the angel's announcement of the Son of God coming into the world through her because she had been taught to live a life of praise. Maybe the song she sings in the Gospel of Luke, this beautiful Magnificat, flowed from the songs and the prayers of her people, like Psalm 146. God wants us to live a life of praise as well, like Mary, like all those before us, a life of praise that will ground us in God's love for us, a life of praise that gives us hope when the worst happens, when the bottom falls out, a life of praise that will center us in the promise of God's kingdom now and the promise of God's kingdom to come. To live a life of praise, God asks us today to open our eyes and our hearts, to look for God at work in our lives and in this world, and to praise God in those moments. When we catch a glimpse of God in our life, or in the life of a stranger or a friend, in our highs and our lows, God invites us to offer praise to God. We praise God for who God is, for what God is doing today, and for what God has promised to do tomorrow. And God wants us to know that we are part of God's promises today as well. The hope and promise that there will be justice for the oppressed and food for the hungry, freedom for the prisoners, and sight for the blind. Our God wants us to learn God's ways of compassion and justice, forgiveness, and healing. And when we learn those ways and live God's ways, God tells us today that we are living a life of praise. When we recognize and fight for justice, when we feed the hungry, when we offer another person a second chance and the hope of freedom, when we care for the sick, we are praising God. We are praising God by our very lives, as well as through our words and our prayers and our songs. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Brothers and sisters in Christ, live a life of praise to God this day and every day. Now, I hope that over these past 6 weeks, this journey through the Psalms has inspired you a little bit to read and pray and sing the Psalms. The Psalms that are for us a prayer book that we can use every day in our joy and our sorrow, that we can know in our hearts and carry with us throughout our lives. Prayers for thanks and praise, prayers for help, prayers of grief and anger, prayers of trust and hope. Include the Psalms in your prayers and your devotions. Let the Psalms center your life in God's Word and lead you, I pray, into deeper conversation with our God. Well, our psalm today ends with words that I think are a promise for us. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.